Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Yud Dalet Bechoros 14. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin with our Mishnah on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, which our Mishnah is discussing those things in which the laws of Kachim, which is an animal that is sanctified to the temple, in a situation where it has a mum, it has a blemish on the animal, which would normally disqualify it from being brought on the altar. So if this blemish, which was a mum kavua, was a fixed blemish, if it happened before the animal was actually sanctified, then that affects its sanctity and doesn't allow it to take place. So says our Mishnah, Kol HaKadoshim, any sacred animal, shekadam mum kavua lehekdeshan, in a situation where this blemish, this fixed, this permanent blemish, preceded the sanctification of the animal. And so in that case, the animal is considered to be only Kedushas Damim and not Kedushas Aguf. The animal can never actually be brought on the altar. So the sanctity that takes place is just a monetary sanctity as opposed to the sanctity of the altar. And so therefore, after the fact, Viniftu, if the animal, after it was sanctified, in this case it was only sanctified for its monetary value and not for the altar, if it was redeemed, then unlike if it was an actual sanctity for the altar, if it was Kedushas Aguf, where even when it's redeemed it does not go back to the regular state of Chulin, of non-sanctity, here in this case it does return to actual Chulin, to non-sanctity, because we say that since it had the permanent blemish on it beforehand, it does not become Kedushas Aguf, but only becomes Kedushas Damim. So therefore, under those circumstances, since we say it returns to Chulin, we're going to say Chayavim BeBechora. If after it was redeemed, it returned to the Chulin, we say, and then it gives birth to a male animal, which is the Peter Rechem, we're going to say that unlike Kachim, which is not liable for firstborn animal, this case it is, Ubumatanos. And so too, somebody who slaughters this animal after it was redeemed, you have to give the Zerah Chaim and the Keva to the Kohen, because those laws also only apply to non-Kachim. In this case, therefore, since it's not Kachim, these laws apply. And also, V'yotzu l'chulun l'gazes v'yaved. Unlike a Kachim, which we say that it cannot be sheared or worked, this animal, once it's redeemed, it goes back to the state of Chulin, and therefore it can be sheared, and the animal can be worked. And so too, V'ladan v'chalavan mutar l'achar pidyonon. Also, the offspring that are born after it was redeemed, and also the milk that was milked from it after it was redeemed, permitted to be eaten as though it was actual Chulin. And so therefore, because we're going to say it returns to its actual state of Chulin. And furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'ashochatan b'chutz pater. Says somebody who slaughters this animal, this kachim, outside the courtyard is going to be exempt from the divine penalty of kares and from lashes and from a sin offering, which are normally spoken about with respect to the one who slaughters outside the temple. And even if it was, even in a situation where it was not redeemed, because a person is only liable on shlitas chutz, on slaughter outside the temple, if the animal was able to be brought inside the temple. And so under these circumstances, since it had a fixed blemish, it's not going to be able to be brought inside the temple, we're going to say that therefore the shlutas chutz prohibition does not apply. And also ein osin tamura, if a person tries to exchange this animal with generally speaking, if a person has kachim and a person exchanges it, the other animal becomes sanctified, even though one is not allowed to do it. However, in this case, since the mum was on it beforehand, then we're going to say that an exchange does not actually take place, because that only applies by kedushas damim. And our Mishnah says, "V'imesu yipardu." If the animal the mum happened before the kachim, if it dies, you're allowed to redeem its carcass after its death, and you redeem it for the value. And from this idea that you're allowed to redeem the value, our Mishnah is teaching us basically that you're allowed to redeem it even for the purpose of feeding it to dogs, which is not something that would actually apply to kachim. But since it's kedushas damim, we say you could redeem the animal and then feed the carcass to a dog. And second thing we say is that even though in other circumstances there are other sacrifices that if they have a blemish on them, we do not redeem them, only when they're alive, because we need to do what's called Hamada V'aracha. Under these circumstances, since it is Kedushas Damim here, not Kedushas Aguf, we can redeem them after they died, even without this Hamada V'aracha, even though we can't stand up the animal. This idea that you can redeem it even after it died, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuras that anything that's prohibited to eat, even though you're allowed to derive benefit and benefit from it, you're not allowed to engage in business and selling it. Because, as the Rambam writes, Zekal Kolsha Isur Minator, anything that is biblically prohibited, also Rasos Boschora, you're not allowed to sell it. And anything that is rabbinically prohibited, you are allowed to sell it. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch writes that this prohibition of selling something, that's the source for that is with, as it relates to Shrutz and those things which are crawling and living close to the ground, which are tamei, that those things, the Torah learns from there, that for the whole Torah. The Taz brings the opinion of the Rashba, but who's very strict here, and he says that the reason why it's prohibited is because there's a concern that maybe you're going to come to eat from it. And so we see from here that there's this prohibition as it relates to Schorah. And that, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, however, that if the person had it by chance, but somehow he came upon it, like he accidentally or not on purpose, he trapped his non-kosher animals, then you could sell it to a person who's not Jewish. And the Ramah writes that that's the same case for every person, that if you have an animal, it somehow became a nevela or a treifa, but it wasn't your intent, you could sell it. And the Shach writes in the name of the Bach that that's only if the person has a great loss of money, but to another Jew, you're not allowed to sell it to him in order to make a profit in business. And the Shut Bar Levi asked on the Bach and the Shach for Marsugya, because we see that an animal which has a Balas Mum, which has this fixed Balas Mum, that you sanctified prior to its death, that you're able to redeem it. And we see from here that it doesn't, that even though that this is an animal that was nevela, that was not slaughtered properly, you're still capable of selling it. So from this sugya, there is a question on the position of the Bach.